சென்னை திருவா சென்னை திருவா சென்னை திருவன்ம சென்னை ஆல் பிளெஸிங்ஸ் டு ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ. சில தினாட்டம் தர்மே சாந்திய தர்மே சக்திய அடுவாக்கு நத்துவ லபின் முன் பாஷா இந்த மே கரண்ணே மாத்திய சிங்கள தேரின் நதி கவரு தின்னாது சாரி இங்கிலீஷ் தேரின் நதி கவரு தின்னாது. ஓகே கமன்னது கோமத்த கட்டிய பவுனியார கட்டியா கின்னோ மாதிரி தானே சீன கட்டியா கின்னோ தா ஐம் ஆஸ்கிங் விச் லாங்குவேஜ் ஐ ஷுட் ஸ்பீக் டு தெம். Dekhiye main kya na. So first all my worship to the master, the Samma Sambuddha, and the teaching and the Mahasangha, the Arya Sangha, the community of monks who touch this truth. So this is a special occasion. You all have come here. I was not going to come just now, but I thought, okay, before you sleep, just few minutes, you can make a start already, because just 5 days you have. This is very, very, five? Full days kiya thi na the month?
Four days.
4 days full, from tomorrow, ne? Tomorrow, day after. Only 4 days. I'm trying to give you all something which I did in 14 days, okay? And I'm very greedy to give you, I don't want to miss anything to you all. So when I started these retreats, I had 10 days one, but 5 days. I made it 5 days, mixed up with some, I will explain all that. So that you will get something definitely when you go out from this place. Maybe that explanation I will tell, because I'm getting my pressure too high. I don't know how I have been suffering from a virus for the last. I'm okay now. Virus is gone. Don't worry. Okay, But you know, chikungunya, I don't know whether you all know, it's 4 months, 5 months back. So it's not really with steroids and all that, so it's still my pressure is going up, down, up actually. It's not going down. So I need some rest. So this retreat is very much, I tell this retreat is like actually you're having a retreat with the Buddha. So the way I got this, it was with my teacher. He was a German monk who was a wandering monk. And when he was very old, I met him as a young boy. And when I met him, if I make it very short, he directed me to the original words of the Buddha, the suttas. So it was very clear for me to take that as our guide, even for our meditation. It's very, I'm telling, even it was in the ancient time, the old time, it was, that was his instruction, which was recorded. So as time went by, meditation was lost certain times, and then certain, of course, techniques were brought to the world in the recent past. And how that's how we got to know even some kind of meditation in the Buddhist teaching. So this is where with my teacher, where he made the Buddha my teacher, not him. And so now in Sri Lanka, when I have started these retreats and everywhere, so it's like the same 14 days I spent with my teacher, I have made it for 5 days, but this is mixed with some experience and inspiration I got 2 years back with some India. In India, I have some kind of practices with some connection with who had developed Samadhi. So who gave me the push, maybe tomorrow I'll explain the whole thing, just to give a background of what I'm going to do for the 5 days. So here you are going to master specially the wisdom part. Mahatya ko? Mahatya? Mahatya in other. Kaudame.
Swaminathan,
Arvindahan. Oh.
Tilina hotel.
Rest. Aapu eka hondai ohoma. Ohomari. Hondai. මම බොහෝ මේකකින් හිටියේ ඔහොම අප එකත් ලෝක පුදුමයක් ලොකු දෙයක් මම සතුට යොම හරියන එක එහෙනම් හරිය පොත් ටික කියවන්න පුළුවන් ඉන්න විදියට අමාරුවෙන් හරි ආ කන්ටැක්ට් එක නැහැ නේද කමන්නේ යවන්න පුළුවන් කාව හරි පණිඩියක් so 14 days I spent with my teacher as a young boy with obstacles also it was not easy for me to do that particular retreat and I had some experience with the suttas so I'm going to explain actually a lot how to take it as a meditation object this was the original purpose at that time Buddha's time it was Buddha instructed they listen and they attain Nibbana okay so Buddha also gave in the last days of his parinirvana when he was about to pass away that even if you hear that some monk who has attained something in this place or that place, don't say yes or don't say no. Compare with my Dhamma Vinaya, my teachings and the rule section, what he has proclaimed. He also told one time, don't think, Ananda, that the teacher is no more. My teachings will be your teacher. So these are the last day instructions for us actually. It's like a treasure map, you know, you get a map, how do you find that this treasure map is really real? When you follow the instruction and then you find the treasure. Same way this is something like this. These instructions are like signposts for your contemplation. So it's not a very complicated thing. It's a very simple thing. So you take... So just the first day, You'll have to, you can start, okay. How many of you are staying for this 5-day retreat? Registered or whatever. So all of you are residentially here? You have all have place to stay or like, okay. So you are your body is here. That's very important to know. There's a lot of knowledge also in the world. Okay, in the Buddha's teaching, it's also a lot of people who have studied. It was very popular up till, I would say up till now, unfortunately. Sutta studies, call it Sutta studies. Actually, luckily in Sri Lanka, now it's getting the idea, meditation on the suttas. These are meditation objects. This is the purpose of the, you know, the Buddha's instruction. Of course, he had instructed in certain times to observe the virtue when people were not still mature enough for the final experience. Then samadhi, concentration, when they were okay. Then finally, wisdom part. So, some people he directly tells the wisdom part when they already had virtue and sila and samadhi. He knew it, they were already ripe, so that's why just immediately they got these insights. So I am telling, stressing in my teaching, of course it's not my teaching, trying to tell the Buddha's teaching, I had to teach something about the teaching, that these words, the discourses have visions in it, intuitive experience. That is what I am trying to, you know, give my teaching, what I am trying to explain is not very, I'm not a preacher actually. As a yogi, as a meditator, how you are going to use the suttas, and then you will have those visions, a vision I would say, a vision of wisdom. Some realities you have never known before, you might be awakened to. I say sometimes, it's like you, I tell there's a snake here, and sometimes people are looking everywhere, and then suddenly they see, Bhante said there's a snake, and they look everywhere, and then they see a tail somewhere. They get a shock. The same way these words can create sudden clarity, sudden insight. Okay? And this will create faith in one. It's like a portal opening up to actually who the Buddha was. Even being with the real Buddha, physical Buddha, more than that you will experience the real Buddha through these words. Okay? Because you're seeing the Dhamma. Your Dhammam passati, so mam passati. Buddha has told many times, whoever sees the Dhamma sees me. Whoever sees me sees the Dhamma. So, this is a very important thing. Only thing, in these 14 days, I am cramming up. I will tell you like how to, some things you have to contemplate. You don't try to understand anything. If you don't understand, skip to the next page. There's no order like that. Okay? So at least to start, tomorrow I'll explain further, okay, about something just to make you how to think of the Dhamma also. So mainly here it's how to contemplate the Dhamma, and especially in your walking meditation. Okay, the walking meditation I will show tomorrow. Where you apply the sati sampajanya, mindful reflection. But this is the Dhamma. First you must learn to try to be in the present moment, and then also think of the Dhamma separately. The teachings, the phenomena. It's the science of, there's a science in it, the cause and effect. Like that, what Buddha wants you to think, you just have to learn to think about it and make your mind used to that thinking. It's a different type of wisdom. So this tomorrow I'll give you some thing. But here, 5 days, how can you give enlightenment in 5 days in modern times? Okay, with a modern mind, with so much of you could say defilements and all that, but still it's a platform that's created, who has potential, who were able to physically come is a qualification itself. I'm surprised also to see y'all, because you know, it's not easy. You're getting a very, very, you know, like in this modern time, it's like actually the techniques or, you know, the what is this, the techniques or whatever
what has been practiced till now, I see it's like taken from the suttas, of course, but made for general public, you know, simple and easy. But here I see thousands of techniques, I would say. So that what will suit you? I see the suttas, the way we are doing it, it's like you are given a bunch of keys and you have a lock and you are trying each key. Okay, one key might fit you and it will open. So some key might just turn a little bit. So don't struggle with one key. If you don't understand from what you're reading now, go to the next page. That's how you do this. Okay? And there's a practice of emptying your mind. There's contemplation as well as sort of making your mind empty. That is through samadhi. So in this retreat, only 1 hour is allowed from 6 to 12 in the morning. Okay? With compassion meditation and watching the breath. Alright? 1 hour only. You don't sit here. You don't sit for long. It's not that. Leave all the practices you have done. Any blockages you have in your meditation, in your spiritual life, and your every other kind of blockage, even in your material life, this program is the thing to clear it. Okay? To clear your stagnating mind and to awaken that wisdom quick like a wash. I will tell you some background why I'm doing like that. So there's a little time for you to contemplate and there's much reading. Alright, there's a reason for that. If I explain now, it will take some time. I just came to give you just a push. So if you haven't you have not properly rested, okay? You're tired and you have come with work or something, sleep well, because normally there's 3:30, you can come, because there's another practice, 3:32. There's a recording that will go. 6 o'clock, there is for samadhi. With Metta Anapanasati, this is a recording of my guiding. So that is the only time for you, and I have mixed it with some that time and some. If you have different types of blockages in that period, it might, you know, in that way it might get removed. All right. So you can follow the recording and try that. But today, first night, sleep properly, rest properly, eat properly. Okay? Get your body relaxed. That's very important. So it's not like you stressed and so much go like this. You have to physically rest. But after you're given good sleep and rest, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, you try to make use of this, the program. So the real important must is the part of reading and some part contemplation. I will do that for you all, maybe tomorrow, just a start. But you can already start reading even a little few pages when you go to your room or whatever, the word of the Buddha. All right, that book, you can order a few pages and sleep. And then, English. English. Okay. In the red book, you can read page number 5, like from 5 onwards. That's the first part, okay? Thingalingut pali putaktinada. Kambrede. ඒක පළවෙනි පිටු ටික කියවන්න. Yes. Right. Until page number 15 in the English one, සිංහල සිංහල එකේ අර okay. කන්ද සමුත්ත පටන් ගන්න පිටු වෙනකම්. 16.
16, yeah. Singala potha 16. What is the Singala potha 16? ඒක වෙනකල් මෙහෙමයි පිටුවක් දෙකක් කියවන්න හෙට උදේ ඉතුරු ටික කියවන්න පුළුවන්. I must tell you this order and everything is from my teacher how he gave me. There's some reason for all these things. This is also anyway you can read and get that effect. So few pages you can read and rest. Tomorrow start and word of the Buddha also slowly read tomorrow. Today also one page maybe. And then read slowly. Tomorrow we have to finish the word of the Buddha. Okay, I might come in the morning or afternoon, depending on my health condition, you know. Okay, actually you don't need me. You only need this and you have to be alone. I must tell you some other very important things. You must try your best to be alone. Okay, this is how I was with my teacher. Okay. There's a big this thing with being solitary. So try to avoid people. Don't try to recognize people also. This practice you must try to do. All right. So try to be separated. And don't, you know, like with compassion, try to physically also be away. But if you can't avoid, don't be upset with that. All right. And no talking is a very big must. All right. This is a very big must to no talking. If you have to talk, you think you must talk, then you can leave actually. You know, you all have made a lot of sacrifice and okay, they'll come. And I also have, I didn't know whether I could physically come, like one step after the other. Anyway, now I made it. So I hope this is your time, your chance, I would say. This is how I got my chance. It turned my life completely. I had difficulties when I came and I was strict when I was there with my teacher and I had some good results, which still inspires me. So don't expect anything, relax. Most important is to don't try to, just don't expect anything. Just read, like you're on a holiday, think of it, but no speaking holiday, okay? No talk, okay? This is very, very important. Because I was tell you one reason, this is not just reading. If you are to get a vision, a clarity, this comes in silence. We have heard that, you know, God speaks in silence. This saying, this has a big meaning. Because sound is a big a thorn for first samadhi, first dhyana. You know, so normally the insights can happen when your mind is free from the hindrances, they call. Okay, the reptilian brain, sensual desires, what is this, anger, irritation, worry, fear, these negative emotions, the reptilian brain, I would call it. If that is working, then, you know, you can't see things clearly. So normally you're free from it properly, you know, like you're really free from it when you're in first samadhi. First samadhi means your attachment to five sense organs are absent. Okay? So that's why you get that like a floating sensation. So you can get it in compassion meditation. And you can get it from more with the anapanasati. So in the morning you will see how I do it, the way I have been doing. So that's okay. You can try it on your own. So little bit sit down, little bit read the books. And then you can walk. What you read, something you understand, you can just do the little walking. Okay. Now, this is just an idea. Tomorrow I'll explain further, okay, properly, right? So today just rest. If you want to read one page, read. And when you're in solitude, if you're really in solitude, okay, some unexpected thoughts and things might come. Okay, so you're already prepared. Did you get the application form? You know, some things I told, some preparation before the retreat. So anyway, even if you get some thoughts, you know, like suddenly sensual thoughts, so I told some practice of impurities and maybe little chanting. Don't be forceful on your thoughts. Okay, let them come. Okay, so you have to be tactful. Like you tell, come, come. You can take a seat when they come. And then you can bring some refreshment. Then chant a little bit. That's the refreshment. Okay, and read a little bit. Don't try to fight with it. If it doesn't go, just let it be. Take it like that. You might get some other, you know, even some anger, some thoughts about some people, So these are all karma impressions you have. It should happen. If you're busy talking with people around you, it won't happen. So you should. This is like an operation. I have already said, this retreat will be a karmic operation. So if you have any disturbance, any problem, don't feel embarrassed. Whoever the organizers, please tell them. I'm here also. So anytime, 24 hours, okay? I'm there. Don't feel embarrassed. You know, tell somebody and tell I want to meet Bhante. And I just, okay, ask what's your problem, okay? Don't worry. I'm available even 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. I'm especially awake at that time. So don't think I... something unpredictable which time I'll be sleeping. Alright. So take a rest. But silence very important. Because then only sound is supposed to be a taunt for first samadhi. So it's like a first samadhi where mind is bright and pure. That's why we try to develop that to metta, compassion, and anapanasati, so that you just do that separately and just read. So when you like putting to gunpowder, it's like you're putting a small flame. You know, it will just blast with wisdom. So it's something like that. So you have to make sure you're doing the reading. That's for wisdom. That's a meditation object also, the reading. And if you don't understand, don't this thing. But I'm going to explain some things tomorrow. Alright, some basic things, how to think, what to think, what to contemplate from the sutta. And please, silence is very important, okay? And try to be physically also alone. Find a lone place. Don't go too much into the bushes. Okay, I know last retreat, this one lady, she went climbing a mountain and there are bears there, right? Actually, this is a wonderful experience, my trip to... I felt at home, at least I had that adventure. what's that place? Baldy, right? When I was coming also, I was recalling that experience. Because something I felt, you know, some old memories of the jungle. Wonderful. Then you get that spirit of the ancient monks who made the striving. I was with bears, you know, so here I was very happy in Sri Lanka, the national park, so many times. And it was a good experience, you know, it felt like you lived a real monk's life in a certain way. But you can do the real one now here. Okay, with the right direction, right guidance of a Buddha. This will be very unique. This is an old way, I must tell you. It's called Paryapti Pratipati Prativeda. Paryapti means study. Pratipati means practice. So study doesn't mean you pass exams and then... It's not like this. You recall the word of the Buddha or his real disciple. Those analyzing instructions. Okay. When you're recalling and applying to yourself, that is called practice. Okay? When you're doing that, suddenly you have that intuitive sparks. That is called experience. Okay, this is the old method. It's not a big thing, it's lost actually. So, Paryapti Pratipati Prativeda. In the Pali, how it's explained. I feel well, but... sorry? Right. That's a very big question also, another one. You know, it's regarding the phones. You know, actually it's not allowed at all for the retreat. So, because the sensual world, you have to limit completely. This is how we practice. Actually, this is a very... It is the highest practice being given to you all. I'm very happy you all are here for that. So the sensual world is, when you are trying to strive, obstacles can come definitely. So even looking around in this vicinity is also obstacle. So that's why you try to not to pay too much attention, try not to recognize anybody. And when you get up, when you stand, when you go, try to pay attention to your body and to be in the present moment. It's like this. You might have thoughts of, oh, I have to go there. Now that's how we are used to normally. Or what happened. Alright? You just pay attention to the bed, like I can see the carpet. And when I get up, I just see that, look at that. What you are just seeing simply. And when you walk, just pay attention to what you're seeing in that moment to moment. Your mind may go back again. Just remind to make your mind simple. Okay, this is a place you can train that. Alright, when you have to go and try to go in lines, Line means not now, but when you're going for your food, I hope the organize. They are new here. How many of you who are organizing? Mahatte? Dennek vitarada? Okay, some friends, okay. So you have to help them also, right? So don't worry if something, I think people who have already done also will give some advice and support. It's not very big deal. The food, when you get, try to have it in order so that you can continue your being mindful, aware when you are moving your body. But here is not the main, mindfulness is just one part, all right? Contemplation and comprehensive contemplation, and which brings wisdom, that is another with the suttas, okay? That one I tell more in tomorrow, and how the walking meditation is done. But the phones, I am very concerned about this, you know. I hope, how are you all having the phone, or what is it, or is it some rule you can't? They gave you the phone, don't tell I took, then it sounds like, you know, like the police or the ICE or something.
Yeah.
They gave you? Okay.
Very few have some kind of medical reasons.
Sorry? Medical reason?
Yeah, I think because everything I have is condition, so you don't know when he wants
to call. Okay, right. Yeah, you should be able to approach him and get the phone if you need to get some like real urgent thing, okay? But 3 days, give me 3 days, all right? If you put into prison for 3 days, you have option to do this or that because you're out of your comfort zone, you know? So 3 days, you might find some excuse, something. So be careful, you'll waste this opportunity, okay? This, I think, this will prepare you to face death, old age, any crisis. I don't think this, you know, this will be help you to face any reality in life, and even in the midst of suffering, it will not make you feel that suffering. Okay, so I don't think this is the time that you should really take it very seriously. How many of you have phones with you? Can you raise your hand if you don't mind? Okay. But this is just people I know. You all having phones means like you are the organizers having phones. You can, few of you need to have phone. Phone nani? Many phone nani? Deka phone nika. Hari, come on, ek kar lag den. Tonight, you know, if you have something to settle. But, you know, okay, you keep it, okay? Don't worry. And sleep also, if you need to sleep properly, then just go for the breakfast, all right? If you do, morning, if you don't want, you can't wake up, just have good rest properly. If you have already rested yesterday, then you try to come. I hope they will arrange at 3:30, okay? It's only 4 days, so. And I will try to come tomorrow morning because I think it's only 4 days. I have to cover up very quickly. I don't want you all to miss. And any questions you want to ask? Because this vision or this experience should come from a silent zone. If you are in silence, you will also get, I would call it, some supportive meditative energy. And if you are in silence, if you have some, there's a possibility of you getting that small, fine clarity, you know, some insights. So that's the reason you must be in physical silence as well as slowly bring your mind into silence. So that is when you attain samadhi, alright? So don't too much try, just if it doesn't work, just do some chanting, just do some walking, you know, mix it. Don't try to, if it doesn't work in one way, you must change to something else. And then try to read a bit, okay, like that. There's no stress to do this, do that in order. And I have not put, I'm just doing the same thing the way I was with my teacher. There's no routine for you from 6 to 12. You have to go be alone. Think you're alone in the jungle. All right? So just find your way, find a place. You can do walking, but be alone. Get that lone feeling. That will give you some result.
All right. And then you can read and so on. No talking, no this thing, you know, these things, be careful, then everything will be, you at least put the causes for something to happen. Tomorrow I'll definitely try to come. Any question, anybody? Yes?
How do you know if it's working or not?
Sorry?
How do you know if it's working or not? Because there are so many keys there, right? You don't want to try one and try another one, try another one, right? So how do you know, oh, it's time to try another one, it's not working?
Yeah, if you don't immediately understand. Something, that means, same with the key, right?
Yeah.
If it doesn't open immediately, you try the next key, right? So same way, you don't try, if you don't get a clear understanding of one sutta, then you can go to the other one.
I think I can understand the sutra, but to experience, I cannot know which way is better to experience it.
You just read. It's like you're meeting the Buddha. One of them, I have told you how to apply it, how to relax and read, how to do that. Tomorrow I will explain further how you see them the teachings in the mind, how you begin to see the teachings in the mind like that, you know, that so the slowly the wisdom eye will be slowly sleep now, it will start to work. So just when you go through that, you begin to understand that vocabulary, the wisdom vocabulary of the Buddha. So because we have to get used to, after a few suttas, you will be getting that sort of spark slowly. In Buddha's time also, it was like the second time when they read the sutta. It's not sutta, I'm sorry, when they told the second time they got this experience. So now we might, now that's why my teacher has this whole section so much, so that there's a great possibility that we will, you know, when we are repeatedly contemplating the suttas that made some of the monks arahants, then this can happen to us also. Not arahant, at least something. Okay.
You have been to the California retreat too, right?
Yes.
So they are doing it for the second time.
Good, good, very good, yeah. You do it for 1,000 times. Then yes. Yes, Puta.
My Amma, she said that if you can get like spirits and stuff from the gaming bones and that. How does that happen?
You can get some spirits?
Yeah.
From what?
I
can't hear you, sorry.
When he's gaming or
using... Gaming, okay. So are you in the retreat or what? Are you in the retreat? Oh, it's about, I know, a general question, okay. Okay. Because in the gaming, what do you have? What kind of gaming you have? May these people be happy, 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 or... May he guy kill, 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 kill. What do you have in the games? You can't tell also, right? So then you can imagine what is in the game. Okay, don't worry about it. Yes, there could be. Not could be, there is actually, like if you can't leave the game, like is it difficult for you to leave, not play the game?
It's like there's like different like games you can play. So I don't know which one.
Which one, sorry?
There's like different games you can play.
Okay. And there are studies actually, there are known some dangerous things happening to children from the game, so some are banned also. I don't want to frighten you or tell you like that. But you have to listen to your parents somehow, that they are guiding you. And they also should guide definitely with knowledge about it. And then replay, like coming now like this, very helpful. Okay? That way, this is also a game, right? This you're coming to the temple. And so don't worry, when you're doing like this, slowly you reduce. If you can't leave it, then there's some problem. Okay? If something you're so attached or like so this thing, then... But don't worry, when you come like this, some things will happen. All right? Okay. Who is your mom? Okay. She's a good mom, you know. She's at least learned something from Bante and guiding them properly. These are not, this thing, you know, this, we have a duty to guide them.
Otherwise, what's the point being a parent? And bringing them to this, you know, otherwise not telling all the time the negative thing of it, you give them some positive energy, then can spirits, negative spirits come when you are doing something like this? What do you think?
No.
So you also know maybe in games they might come, huh? Okay, so you know the answer already. Anybody else? Any question? All okay? Are you okay with me speaking English? I feel sorry there are some few, I have told, you know, give these teachings to the people, local people here. So anyway, there's less contact and so on. So karma also. And I'm happy anyway, all for me now. Sometimes I find even our Sri Lankan people also less. So in some situations, maybe suddenly I had to come and, but I'm happy everybody. I don't want anyone to, and last time it was all Chinese, no? Mostly Chinese and no Sri Lankan people. So I don't want this, I want all people come, Muslims, Christians, everybody, every, and you know, this is my idea, you know, try at least. Doesn't matter, it will, that's like, it should be like a small pudding, you know, like a special pudding we make, one makes and the smell and the taste goes. Then if it's really tasty, there's no question of, that's how it should happen. There should be result. I also think, you know, like this, if the real medicine, then it should change your, bring more peace and should change your brain, you know, to more peaceful experience and wisdom. And ego, less ego, all these things should happen automatically, end of the day. If it doesn't happen, I also don't want you all to force yourself to do this. But today rest, all right. And just read, as I told you, 15 in English and Sinhalese 16. You also managed to come. Your daughter also came, no?
Yeah, she couldn't.
Okay, right. That's okay, that's good. And any මොනවද තිනවද නැනේ ටික කල්පනාවලුත් එක්ක ආවා වගේ හ්ම්මදි කවන්නේ හොඳයි අපේක all right any question you
I'm good today
okay you all got already got enlightened what happened what about your father is he here
no
he couldn't make it
oh
right your mother is here right
yes.
Another thing try to be away from people you know that's very important Okay, really, yeah. You understand, no? Like, really, this is like you became monk for 4 days. All people you know don't have like, you know, we can't go together to Nibbana. First you have to attain, then give it. Okay, there's no like kind of comrade. This will disturb you. All right. Very people you have attraction, attachment, so that's why male, female should be really separate. That's a very important thing. Because this is a very important, because, and other one is with human beings also. Any human being also you must try to, but with kindness, you can't bump in yourself, you can't blame someone, oh, you are disturbing my peace, like that. That energy, negative way of looking at things will drain your energy. Okay, so then you should have equanimity, some peace to, okay, this can't avoid. But with compassion, wishing others well-being, you must try to physically separate yourself. And silence. Yeah, try not to be with people you know. And in a kuti, how many of you are sharing? Like some 4, 3 or bunk beds? Or I don't know how.
Most of them have single, some have 2, some have 3.
Maximum 3. So are they with the known people or like you have chosen to be together with people you know? Okay. Please try to, you know, try to really be strict, otherwise you'll miss something. I know some ladies which talking, you know, like even the retreat in Sri Lanka. They died, you know, after some time. It's okay. They were very close to me. I know them from young age. So we really have to get a good standard of practice, you know, to really, after death, this is not just like doing for the sake of doing. If you're really interested, like when my teacher gave me instruction to read this book, that book, I quickly went and did those things. And even the scenery, I don't look at those days. There's a beautiful scenery
in the island hermitage, and I didn't, even look at that when I was past that, because that was for me also sensual. So keep my mindfulness to the body and just walk for the food. Like that we practice. And any enjoyment was through compassion meditation, in seated meditation. And we had no lights, it was very simple, very ascetic. I was wearing white robe, that was very nice time. Life changing for me. Okay, I don't want to keep you all further. You can... That one, Sarning. So tomorrow, don't wait for me, okay? You can do your thing, try to do the thing. You are going to be alone. I might come in the morning or I might come in the evening. All right? I don't need to come, but I will come. So just whatever you remember, try to start the practice. But tomorrow, definitely you have to finish this book. So see, the ones you can think and slowly contemplate, you read. But when you find the time is not enough, like if it's afternoon or evening, then read fast. Okay? But make sure you read the whole book. Hare the Mata. I will go and take some rest too. So I need to, as I told you, if you are not taken rest, learn to relax, okay? Just really relax. You can chant Karnimetta Sutta, okay, in the night, if your first day. So if you have any little slightest, today only, if it's going to be difficult, it's going to be difficult right now. All right? Today and tomorrow, little bit, then day after tomorrow, give me 3 days. The fourth day, whatever potential you have, something, there's something, fourth day. All right? So just the 3 days, if you can... If you don't suddenly decide on anything, if you want to discuss something, you can tell the organizers, and I'm always available in the kuti. Don't feel shy, don't feel embarrassed. I am there, so if you want to ask. And if that's medical thing also, don't feel like you can anytime go to the hospital, or don't feel like, oh, I'm stuck here. If you want to go also immediately, you can go. Don't feel pressure to stay also. Okay? But don't make that decision just suddenly like that. Even the very fact you came like this is, take it as a bonus. All right? Don't be in stress. Be relaxed. You've been, it's called a relaxed prison, All right. Okay. Teruvan Saraning, Devi Rekavarning, all blessings to all of you. All the strength I hope this retreat will give you also. All 3-4 days will pass so fast, all right? So, but keep silent. Think you are in the jungle, you are in a yogi, and especially with the Buddha, time to time you can go to him, refuge, think of his golden feet. Though his great compassion and his will is still working in this Buddha sasana. When I'm coming, I'm feeling like I'm bringing him actually. Because just the teaching, activating that, putting him in the main teacher, it's not my teaching, it is there, the teaching, the Buddha's original instruction will be your teacher. This is my main contribution actually, which we practice with my teacher also, because my teacher also not made, he also, I don't miss him, but if the suttas are lost, it's a big loss. You don't know who the Buddha is actually. So, when I got attached to my teacher one time, he used to look at me and say, our teacher is the Dhamma Vinaya, the suttas, don't be depending on me. And I can understand what he says. So, all good luck to you. And even just this few minutes or few hours you're spent here, I hope you will get some, don't try to strain yourself. Just relax, lie down comfortably and just enjoy the peacefulness. Some thoughts may come, just as I told you, let them come. They are not unusual. It's not only coming to you. Oh, the other thing I remember is in this, like when you're in real solitude or like this, you'll get more interested for food, the eating time. And more interest will come for sleep. Okay, so tonight sleep is okay. If you're tired and you're not rested, that's okay. But tomorrow, daytime also, you might get more sleep feeling. That you have to be careful, you have to be strict. All right, you have to just walk a bit and not allow that this thing to overpower you. All right. So I wish you all good luck. And it's hot here a bit. I hope your rooms are, is it with fan or what? I don't know. Air condition. Okay. See, a lot of comfort there. I had to stay with oil lamp those days, my first retreat, and with mosquitoes in Sri Lanka, in the island. So all blessings to you all. May you all get all the strength and protection for the practice. May the Sammā Sambuddha's teachings give you peace and blissfulness. Remember, he's such a selfless master. So his blessings, I hope it will come to you through his instruction. And you will definitely get something. These are not many years as a young boy. Already I knew these things. So it's only now I'm able to give it to the public. So all the good merits you have acquired from this practice, think of your parents, relations, and all who has, all beings have been our relations from the lowest to the highest. May all of them experience or be, get a share of this good karma. Sataravaram devuruntat, sakra devendatat, sahampati brahmati virajan vansatat, ishivaru munivaru siddhallatat, gandharuntat bahiruntat, me siyalu sattvayanta, siyalu uttaman vahansara sasane araksha karna, ehamota me punya shakti anumodang vende, tistun kotiya kalpe shakya mahe shakya, sammyak dushtika devatan vahansaratat, me sambudha sasane araksha karna, me pratipadava panagannanda inna kumishtakami uttama devatan perumpurana, పేర నోపెరని లోకాలైన దివ్య రాజవురు బ్రహ్మ రాజవురు మీ మహా కరుణావి మనుష్యంట దెండే అన మీ ఉతుం దహమ సతరపాయటను వటి ఈ విముక్తి అతికరండ ఈ హెమ మిథంట ఎండ బెరివెచ్చ కట్టియట ఆల్ బీయింగ్స్ హూ కుడ్ కమ్ హియర్ టు హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ ఇన్ దిస్ కంట్రీ ఆల్ అదర్ కంట్రీస్ దే ఆర్ లీడర్స్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ దెమ్ గెట్ అ బ్లెస్సింగ్ అండ్ స్ట్రెంగ్త్ to reduce the suffering of the human beings, and also may other sentient beings get support and blessings to come out of suffering to highest happiness, Nibbana. Sambuddha Sahasane ఏ ఉత్తమ ధర్మద్వీపే ఏ మహిమే పురాణే హిటపు శాసన ఆరక్షా కరుపు అతివర అన్వహాసులట నమస్కార సంబుద్ధు నివాసకి బుద్ధ పారమిత బలయ సిలు దినాట రెక్కవర్ణ్యక్ విండ సంబుద్ధు నివాసేకి దితి మహాపురుష లక్షణ శ్రీపాదే శ్రీ సాంకేట చక్రేట నమస్కార ఆశయ మహా కరుణాగుణి సియలు ఉతుమన్ మహాసంగరత్ని ఏ ఉతుమ్ శ్రీపాదే మండువ సత్వేట అవస్థావక్ ఈవెన్ పీపుల్ హూ ఆర్ విత్ డ్రగ్స్ అండ్ ఆల్ దట్ హూ హ్యావ్ టు బెగ్ ఆల్ దోస్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్స్ ఫీల్ దే ఆర్ సఫరింగ్ మే దే గెట్ సపోర్ట్ and blessings. Just think, if you're in their same shoes, who knows? This samsara, every living being, you think of them as your own kith and kin, your own child actually, you can do. Even it is to your eyes that you see this. I always pray one prayer, may I never see the suffering of in front of my eyes of any being.
It could be your own mother, your father. Blessings to you all. All happiness and strength and peace of mind. Sukhi hotu.